Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to the Sloppy Joes podcast. My name is Jojo Smith, is here. Hello,
hello
Joe.
Hello.
Dom's joined us.
Hello.
With his collar half up, half down.
What do you mean? You know you can smell the inside of your nose if you do this.
Oh, he's made us all look like weirdos. Ethan James in the corner. Hello, Ethan.
Yes. Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm very, very well. And the jingling sound of your dog roaming around now and again.
Yeah, just as roaming. I normally stick her upstairs while we're recording. And you always go, let bring her down.
It's just nice. Just nice.
So I've decided to bring her down.
What's up, Dom?
It's just a dog.
Would you ever have you ever had pets in your house?
Yeah, my mum used to breed animals.
That's why he's so sort of like flaccid.
That's why I'm sexually like messed up, because my mum always used to talk about like breeding the animals together.
What animals would she breed?
Chameleons.
Your mum would breed chameleons?
Yeah.
With?
Chameleons.
Over chameleons.
And then people used to say, are you one of your mum's breeding experiments?
And what did you say to that?
No.
But it's entirely likely.
Well, it could be, you know.
What I was mean, technically you
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
What was the animal she bred the most? Is chameleons number one?
Cats over the years. Sphinx cats. Bald cats. Bald pussies.
Boys. Yeah. No, yeah. Don't.
What?
No, don't.
What?
Stop yeah. being crude.
No. They feel like peaches. Feel like? Peaches.
Peaches.
Do they? Have they got a light fuzz on them?
Yeah.
They don't
you have to
like
wash them.
What?
You have to bathe them.
What, like what? A face?
Do you know like evolution, everything's there for a reason. What were they, why are they there?
That's mutation. That's an evolution.
Mutation. What is it?
Mutation. We did that to them.
No, it's a mutation. And then they bred that one cat with a mutation.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So there's loads of things like that. Do you know when you see those like border collies, or you'll see it with a dachshund, where they've got like a sort of grey, mottled like fur blue eyes? And they look all weird and interesting. That's actually a bad thing.
So if I bred with like something or someone,
unlikely.
Oh, first thing you said.
First thing you said.
It's true.
I mean, it was fair enough. If I bred with something or someone,
Ethan, did you say anything?
Doubt that, mate.
He's changed it up and he's made it funnier.
Go on, Dom. Start again.
If I bred with someone or something,
probably your mum.
Did you ever have dreams of your mum being naked when you were growing up?
No.
Carry on.
And
please,
yeah, so my children, offspring, they'd probably be, you know, not very well, but they'd have a huge head and no neck.
Do you think about kids ever?
No.
To avoid that, would you purposely try and mate with something with a small head and a big neck, like an ostrich?
No, I'd try and have a load of money to, you know, splice the cells when they're in that tube.
Oh, what's that called?
Take
Isn't
away
it called
all the...
something like Fresca?
What, is that where you change certain things about them?
Yeah, you can sort of get in there. Is it CRISPR?
CRISPR?
C-R-I-S-P-R. Ethan, Google that.
Yeah, genetically perfect baby.
Yeah, I don't know about genetically perfect.
Genetically pristine baby.
So you're telling me they could go in now and say Dom was in the womb, sort out his funny neck?
Yeah, they could.
For the next live show, would you get your neck out?
What do you mean, would I get my neck out?
If we trimmed your beard, would you get your neck out?
Don't know, you'd have to pay me more.
What, to get your neck out?
No. You can tell from the... Oh, well, just lick me.
The dog?
Oh.
It's not Ethan.
There. Look.
You are right about CRISPR, the term
look,
CRISPR.
You can tell from the side. There's not much between the shoulder and the...
I think he's been harshing himself.
Would you find... would it be more difficult to concuss you, do you think?
I don't know. I should have got into wrestling or something.
Yeah.
No one can strangle me, I don't think. I just do like this, like a turtle.
You'd be amazing at jiu-jitsu.
Probably.
Because you just...
Don't look at me.
You
I
can't
don't
possibly
fight.
Be put in a headlock.
No.
Just slip straight out.
I'm the king of the people with clipple file. I've always said that.
What is that?
The neck thing that I've got. Got that big head guy on... What's he on? Marriage
me.
At First Sight. The American one. Never seen it, but he's got it. He's got it bad, that man. Because most of the people with clipple file have got it really bad. Really bad.
So they turn into a sheep as well?
No, I'm the king of them. I'm the king of them.
You're king of the clipple files?
Yeah, I'm king of the clipples.
Are you on a list anywhere?
Clipple king. I'm on a list.
A cripophile list.
A clipophile list.
What's it called?
A cripple file list.
What did you say?
That's very, very offensive that you say that.
What did you say it's called?
We're not cripples. We're just stunted in the...
A kipple file.
In the vertebrae.
A kipple file.
Clipple file.
Clipple
file. Not kippophile. It's not a tin of fish. What are we talking about? Chameleons.
Well, we're talking about your mum's pets. So you never had dogs in the house?
Yeah, we had loads of dogs.
What?
We had French bulldogs. We had a black and white one called Moo.
Actually, that wasn't a cow.
Like a cow.
Yeah.
Great.
So if you called its name, it would go and move its leg.
That's like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's 4-0.
And then we had another one.
4-0.
The latest one, I exploded next to the fire, so we had to put that one down.
Stop. Wait, you need to chill out a little bit.
We're going to rewind a little.
Do we have to take this story out? Are you going to admit now to somehow blowing up a dog?
I exploded by the fire.
Yeah, I didn't blow up the dog.
Sounds like an old Bing Crosby song. Yes. But he's talking about him having sex.
Why? There's nothing to do with the eye exploding and sex.
Yeah, there is.
Sex is
it funny he's called Bing?
I exploded by the fire.
Is Bing spelled B-I-N-Z-I-E-S? G? No, because, you know, like Ming Campbell. He's called Menzies Campbell, but it's pronounced Ming.
Right, back to exploding pets. What happened?
It was sat next to the fire and its eye exploded.
No!
It didn't.
Maybe it was too hot, I don't know.
It's like something happened, didn't
when
it?
When the frog goes in the pot and it doesn't move.
Well, so you think your dog boiled itself by the fire. Yeah. Essentially...
It's a good fire.
I don't care how good the fire is.
Oh. Did you ever consider getting a...
That's
a,
licking me!
It's a dog.
It's a dog.
Did you ever consider getting a fire guard?
No.
So this poor dog is sitting by the fire. Like Christmas.
I didn't force it to sit by the fire.
Is it Christmas time?
No.
No, so there's not even like any stockings up or anything.
What his mum's wearing is irrelevant.
Nah.
Talk to us about what
my
happened.
Mum's getting a lot of... Oh, sorry, mum.
She always does.
Right.
5-0.
Were you there? Like,
she'll get you.
Everyone calm
down. Get me,
down.
Fuck off. It's him to get. I didn't say no.
She used to come to my boarding school and the lads used to wolf whistle her because she had big breasts.
Your mum's got big breasts?
Well, she had big breasts. She had a breast reduction surgery.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they do with the other bits?
Give them to you. So, what does... Talk us through the series of events. Who sat in the front room?
I wasn't there.
What noise does the dog make?
Well, the dog was next to the fire.
No, I know the dog was next to the fire. Was anyone in the room with it?
I believe so. I believe my mother and father.
And
its eye exploded.
Is the breast still intact at this
Stop
point?
Stop that,
talking
Joe.
About, we're talking
Be nice.
About... We're talking about...
I need to think of the scene here. Has your mum still got the big breasts
stop.
Next to the fire?
Joe, stop.
Next to the fire? Why is she next to the fire?
She said she's there with the dog.
What's going on?
You're telling a story.
Why are you obsessed with my mum's breasts?
I never...
That dog just came up.
It's not in that dog. It's just...
Anyway, tell us. So
this episode needs to slow down.
All everyone's right, okay. by the fire.
No, I'm not...
How close is the dog to the fire?
Everyone's by the fire. It's like some Dickens.
Run
like.
A camping trip. How close to the fire is the dog?
I assume very close. Next to the glass, like that, looking in.
What? Using the glass of the fire as a monocle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happens?
Its eye exploded.
The Rudolph reindeers are coming.
I don't know,
explode.
Really.
So that's what is that parents, oozing down its face?
Yeah,
it makes a popping
me.
Noise?
It must have had something wrong with its eye, and the but fire exacerbated the eye.
It's a French bulldog. It must have had something wrong with its eye.
Yeah.
How do your mum and dad react to the eye exploding? Do they shout?
Cry. Yeah, and then the doctors.
Straight to
the doctors.
You went to the doctors. You are going to get an appointment. You'd be straight on there.
Imagine
the next day he's got an appointment. For even his dog.
So then the dog has to get put down?
Yeah, yeah.
Couldn't it not live with one eye?
Nah, I don't know. But any time something happens to one of our animals, like it's got a cough or something, my mum just puts it down.
Do you think another of the animals could have done it to the dog?
No, there's only that dog there.
Like sabotaged
that was
it.
That was the last of the line because we gave all the other French bulldogs away.
So your parents were quite sort of, not flimsy, but quite sort of trigger happy when it comes to putting pets down?
No, they put everything down. I'm surprised they not put me down, actually.
Can I ask, you say give them away, they sold the other ones, didn't they?
Well, yeah, and they gave some away because they couldn't deal with the stress anymore of having like 8 French bulldogs.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have thought French bulldogs were going to be, I was going to be like an Irish wolfhound or something like that.
Just go the other way with it.
Yeah.
Very long, long nose, long neck, long leg.
No, I'd get a English bulldog, me.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah,
call it like Mr. Cameraman or something.
But they're all so unwell.
Yeah, I know.
Why do you
but
like
I can
that?
Revel in its misery.
Right.
No,
that's
don't be
fucking
tight.
Disgusting.
What do you mean you can
What's
revel
wrong?
In your pets?
What's
misery?
Wrong? Reveling in the misery of an innocent animal. What
exactly.
Are you talking about?
Dusty annoys me because she's so happy all the time. She's what chirping. I need is some kind of bulldog that's really, really struggling to get up the stairs.
You think it's, you like it because it's worse off?
Who would win in a race?
Exactly.
Yeah, who would win in a race? You or that bulldog?
I don't know. Probably the bulldog.
Are you good with stairs?
What do you mean by that?
Because sometimes I turn a corner and go, oh, we're just up here, and I go, fuck.
I can do two at a time. We used to do stairs at boarding school. The back stairs.
It's one of those weird games.
Let's do stairs.
We used to
run up two up the stairs and one down the stairs.
You were quite good at getting dodgy stairs where people thought you were a bit of a weirdo, didn't they? So.
What do you mean?
Like they'll stare at you, like...
Dodgy freak. Stares?
Yeah. Like a
rough... Oh, right. Do you mean people stare at me?
Yeah, yeah.
It started happening again. Small Spanish mean? Children are laughing at me again.
Where's this?
Stop. See, what keeps happening? Small Spanish children are laughing at me again. That implies that this has been a running theme throughout your whole life.
No.
Small Spanish children laughing at
is
you.
Is this Dom's like Diaries now? Are we into it? Are we into it? Is this the headline?
Right, hit the jingle.
I've lost the jingle a long time ago.
What? You don't play the jingle?
I don't know where the jingle is.
What do you mean you've lost the jingle?
I'll have to remake it. I will remake it better.
For Friday?
I'll do it for now. Yeah,
Drew doesn't do anything. You won't do it.
It's coming for me now.
Will you
well?
Do it?
Of course I'll do it. I haven't remake a jingle in ages.
You'll love that.
Now I know that you've lost one, where could it have gone?
I don't know.
Can I just nick it from a previous episode?
You no. definitely could.
Yeah.
You definitely could. He's not
thought. That's exactly what I will do. Anyway, Dom, your diary. Headline, Spanish children.
The Spanish have been in town.
What for?
I don't know.
Is there a festival on or something?
I don't know. But they came outside my goblin coffee shop, my little goblin cave, and they were waiting outside, and I was sat on my bin, as I usually do. Sat on my bin.
I feel like we need to pause it again. I've not a clue.
It's a constant series of pauses. You're sat in a bin in a goblin coffee shop.
Oh, do you mean your Victoria Station goblin coffee shop?
No, Oxford Road Station goblin coffee shop.
What?
I picked up some shifts at Victoria the other week. It's so dirty inside that booth. But what I've been doing now is I've been closing 45 minutes early, so I have enough time to shut down the shop.
I'd sack you. Carry on.
Well, thankfully, there's no managers there.
Luckily, you would never put it out in a public forum, would you?
So you closed down 45 minutes
yeah,
early,
yeah, yeah.
So you can get off early. Great.
So
well, no.
Have they not noticed that there's never anything taken in the last 45 minutes?
You sell zero things after, what,
well, I keep
5:15.
Some things open, like, well, I put the cakes away an hour and a half early.
Oh, God, that's
oh
so
my
tight.
God.
So there's nothing
You're
about.
Literally the worst pot conceivable.
How long does it take to put these cakes away?
Like 2 minutes.
5 minutes.
So why are you not...
Well, I have to get frozen cakes out of the freezer.
Yeah.
And then I have to top up the cakes. So that takes a lot of mental, you know, alacrity.
Doesn't.
Can I ask, with a frozen cake from the freezer,
yeah.
Do you just have to wait... Oh, it's going to sound silly. Do you just have to wait for that to be unfrozen to eat it?
Well, we put it in a box and under the shelf, and we leave it overnight.
When do you know that that's sound?
I don't open, so the next person has to deal with it, not me.
Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I think just overnight is fine.
Because I guess it's not meat, you will be all right.
Yeah, cake can
but
be
when is a piece of chocolate
anyway.
Fudge cake all right post-freezer?
No, there's banana loaf. It's a lot of square cakes. A lot of square cakes in there.
Holes.
Yeah. And, yeah, Spanish children, they were looking at me, and he pretended to do a selfie, you know, like this.
Oh.
He was taking a picture of me.
How did you know?
And I stared him out, the most evil, angry stare I could give this little boy.
Go on. Do it to Ethan. Oh, God. How do you know they're Spanish?
They're speaking Spanish.
Are you sure?
I think so, because I really don't like the Spanish language.
Why?
Because they speak too quickly. I don't know what they're talking about. There's nothing that important to be talking about for such a loud, long, like, quick responses to each other. I don't know what they're talking about.
Do you think part of the reason why you don't know what they're talking about is because you don't speak Spanish?
Yeah, but no one could possibly say that many words to discuss something.
What if it's
something?
Just the way things are?
No.
Is that not just the speed they need to speak at?
But why are they taking a picture of me? Why do I look?
Well,
I don't look so weird. I'm a do.
Maybe
I?
There's a Spanish guy that's famous and you look like him.
But
and
why
they're
laugh?
Stunned.
Why laugh though?
Yeah, well, come on.
To be fair, I was sat at a bin and drinking a peach iced tea, and I was playing Billy Budd.
What's that?
On the radio. It's an opera by Benjamin Britten. It starts off by going, "I'm an old man, and I have experienced much."
Would you? Do you think you are an approachable character to buy a coffee from? In that, not just you, but in that world you've told us about.
No,
there's no cake.
Yeah,
and I
what,
do
what cake, any what cake there is,
and
is frozen.
I do kill flies a lot with the sprays. I kill a lot of flies with the sprays.
What sprays?
The antibacterial on top spray. Of the banana bread.
So I shoot them out of the air.
And but that's going all over everything.
Maybe.
You and
then kill someone. Then they fall on the floor. And they struggle a bit, and they try and clean themselves. They try and clean the anti-back off themselves.
Do you help them at all at that point?
No, I watch them struggle, and then I do one final
spray. Is
this
the fly or the person who's ate the cake?
No, the flies.
Both of
them. And I watch them struggle and inhale the anti-back and die.
So what else have you been up to this week, Dom?
Been in bed. I had my wraps. I haven't had my wraps in a while. I've had loads of wraps.
Have you been drinking?
I did a week sober, then I had a stumble.
To treat yourself.
For what's that, a new lager?
By the makers.
There's a man on Instagram that I was talking to about being sober, if he watches this, and we're in cahoots.
We were trying together.
What does that
mean?
Well,
we were trying together, and then I say, I haven't spoken to you on Instagram because I drank and I didn't want to discourage you. And he said, no, don't worry, I drank too. So it's not going well. Not going great, but I did a week.
7 days is great, to be fair.
Yeah, I just the thing is, I haven't got a reason to stop.
What do you mean?
Being alive.
No, that's not too. That's not a good enough reason.
Yeah.
He's still on white wine when you do drink.
Yeah. Do you know when I said to you that time we were walking near the park, near the allotments? I said, if you could live forever, would you? And you said, yeah.
Mm.
Do you still? Would you still say you would?
Can I kill myself? Can I decide when it's done? Or am I immortal?
No, you're immortal.
And no one else is?
No.
Is there ever a death day? Or like
only when the planet explodes.
That's what I mean. Are you just like floating around for eternity?
No, only when the planet explodes.
Wait for the planet to explode.
So I'm not going to outlive humanity, though?
Yes.
I am.
How old do you think we'd get to?
Well, you're immortal.
We don't want to outlive humanity.
Okay, you're like an elf, then. You can die. You can be physically harmed.
Of course.
Okay.
Would you not?
No.
You'd rather live 90 years than 3,000
years. I've had
enough
now. Don't say that.
I had enough like 10 years ago. I'm like that. Check it. Every day I wake up, I go, oh, fuck.
Is there anything you're looking forward to?
No.
So you don't look at stuff in the diary and go, bloody hell, like
what
GTA
diary?
6 is coming out.
I don't have a diary.
What?
Get a diary.
Get a diary.
For
that
what? It's empty!
You work! Stuff like that, Sloppy Joe's, the live show, 300 episodes soon. Put that in the diary.
What live show?
We're thinking about... Well,
the woman on Instagram who I was talking to said, you're going to do a live show in London. What's this about London?
Tried to, but Ethan can't have any more days off.
Yeah, McGrath asked me this without telling me what day it would be, then put it to the patron, then I immediately said I can't
I just did some market research. If we did anyone in London, would anyone come? A lot of people said yes, he hasn't got
any time.
He said
Thursday, he said, can anyone do a Thursday?
Why would
but he didn't
Thursday?
Tell me a Thursday.
Because that's when we can get it the cheapest.
Yeah, don't you?
Free.
I thought you,
he can't
own,
have any
I thought
more
you
days
own
off.
BBC Manchester Radio. How can you
I'd take
off?
That Friday off.
You can't take that off.
I can take a Friday off. Of course
no,
I can.
You can't. You're on for radio all the time, every day.
I can take a Friday off.
Who's going to replace you? Me?
Yeah, you
welcome, everyone, to BBC Radio Manchester.
Time
how's
check.
Everyone doing?
Time check.
It's 8:15 in the morning. How's everyone doing? We've got a comment in. We've got a comment. Someone said, Irene said from Salford, that she bought a hat, thought it was pink, and it turned out to be red. Irene, you crazy woman. How crazy are you? Now, in about 10 minutes, you'll see footage of me at a farm. doing stuff at a farm.
Oh, let me tell you about our farm.
What?
I went to a farm.
Of course you did.
It was BBC Farm Day. I went to a farm.
BBC Farm Day?
It's a new initiative. And I went...
Did you know about this?
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw two girls who've just taken over running the farm from their dad.
Oh,
sadly died.
Oh, right.
Not the dad. They were great. took me to the pumpkin patches. 30,000 pumpkins.
30,000 pumpkins in a patch, that's a lot.
Is a pumpkin patch for those who are addicted to pumpkins that they put in their
own? No, Ethan, it's a good joke, but it's not. Did you know every pumpkin plant has two pumpkins off the side, and you only have to start growing pumpkins in May for them to be sound in October?
Who gives a fuck?
Anyway, I met 400 baby... What are baby turkeys called? They're not chicks, are they?
Twizzlers.
I met 400 Twizzlers in a farm.
That sounds like a slur.
Yeah, it does. It does.
They were recently born.
I think that's considered homophobic.
They were recently born. I don't know if a turkey's male or female. I don't know.
What do you mean?
What?
What did you just say?
Because chickens are all female.
No.
Here they are.
As in
chickens that we eat are all female.
No, they're not.
That we eat.
Yes, they are.
Do you know?
Because the cockerel's the cock.
Sorry.
So you'd assume, that maybe because cows are all female. Yes, they are.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So you'd assume every chicken we eat is female.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the cock is the cockerel. He's the man.
Yeah, but why can't we eat the cock?
You can.
We can eat cock.
Loved it. Do you know why? Do you know what happens to the boys? Oh. This is generally what happens, right?
No, so, this is no. I can't hear this.
So you'll have a shed with 1,000 chickens in it laying eggs or whatever, so that's separate, and then you'll have the ones where they're going to reproduce to make more. Here's what happens, and I'm not joking. You're in there with your big tray full of new chicks, just hatched, lovely. You hear this noise in the background. Can you make that noise for me, please? And this is what they're doing.
The first two survived, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, that's good.
You didn't start doing that.
They immediately grind up the male chicks.
Why?
At birth.
Because they're useless to the farmers.
Yep.
I know it's so tight.
So what are they used for?
They make them. They
what are they used for? Maybe
for feed. Yeah. They'll grind them down. They'll sometimes freeze them and have them as like.
Is that what chicken nugget is? Stuff.
No.
Nope.
Chicken nugget's made of algae. They literally kill 90%+ of male chicks.
Oh, well. Can I maybe ask a question that I've never even considered before?
Is it going to finish off my turkey story?
No.
Go for it.
How do chickens lay eggs continuously without having sex with a male chicken?
Doesn't the male chicken just
trot around and it gets going?
No, doesn't just...
But all animals do that.
Yeah, all animals do that. They lay the eggs anyway. The chicken...
Yeah, but how's the egg fertilised?
No, it's not. And then it becomes an egg, and that's why we eat them. To fertilise it, then it would become a chick.
Yeah.
How do they fertilise the eggs?
What?
When the chicken lays the egg.
Because they don't fertilise it after it's laid, I don't think.
So,
aren't chickens have sex, and those eggs become fertilized?
If you have a chicken in a hut, it'll just lay eggs without having sex.
Yeah, and that's the eggs we eat.
But humans do that. All mammals do that, and reptiles do that.
Yeah, but how a woman doesn't have an egg and fertilise it herself.
No.
No.
So how does the male fertilise the chicken egg?
A female human releases an unfertilised egg every month.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, so do chickens.
Not every month, every day.
Yeah, well, it's sped up.
How does it get fertilised?
Because if they have sex with a male chicken.
We don't eat fertilised chicken eggs. We eat the ones that don't.
Yeah, but if you kept the egg at home in a warm cupboard,
no,
it wouldn't. That's a myth.
That's not true.
It's a myth.
That isn't true. It has to be fertilised.
It's a myth.
By a male chick.
Do it if you want.
Oh, shit.
It's a myth. Can you Google all turkeys female? Anyway, I met 400 turkeys and she just told me the truth. All these are done by Christmas. And she also said that the ones you get from the supermarket, they're done in 2 months. So they are born and live from November to mid-December.
Oh, what a life. Wish I was a fucking turkey.
Gone.
Like turkeys voting for
cranberry
Christmas.
Cranberry sauce on you if you want.
Do.
That's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's what we've eaten all of our lives. I think we need to be educated a little more.
They don't know.
They
don't know.
What, the turkeys?
They don't know what's
are
coming.
All turkeys female, Ethan?
Not all turkeys are female.
Okay.
But you do... I think the pigs on those vans know, though, because you know when they squeal...
Oh,
I think they
no.
know. I think they know where they're going. It is sad, isn't it? I think more people would turn vegetarian and vegan if they actually like saw the process.
I think if they spent more time on the
farm. Absolutely. Because you know all those videos when people domesticate like a cow or something or like a turkey?
Yeah, and
they're all so lovely.
Sunday brunch and all that.
And they're all so loving, all these animals. It makes you think, are all animals kind of loving, apart from bears?
And then you see these new trends now going to these petting zoos and feeding, you know, Highland cows. And then they'll go home and have a Mackey's on the way back. Double cheeseburger. I mean, they've stopped doing the triple cheese.
Have they really?
They've stopped it.
Have they?
Mackey's.
Why?
I've stopped doing the triple cheeseburger.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a sad day for you.
So bring it down.
It's a sad day for all of us.
It's a sad day for all of us. So that's the only thing you've done this week is what? Eat wraps.
No, I've been getting my brother into RuneScape.
Brilliant. How old's your brother? Isn't that 51 or
36.
36.
Yeah. So he plays it at work. He's an electrical engineer, manager of a site, and he's just getting his attack level up on sand crabs on mobile during the day.
Is he going to get a sack because you've got him into RuneScape?
I don't know.
Is it addictive, RuneScape?
Yeah, he's extremely, yeah. I've played it since I was 10 years old.
Really?
My first character was called Merlin.
Classic.
Unbelievably addicted to it. Stopped playing. Started again, stopped playing. You don't ever quit RuneScape, that's the thing.
When's the time of your life you think you're addicted to so many different things? So
at
you
the same time?
Boozing,
simultaneous addictions?
Talk to me about the golden days.
I nearly creamed myself then. Wanked 5 times a day, shouldn't have done that. Not really.
He's already jizzed 5 times.
Yeah, so. I get it, I'm not asking about
it's not
about
nice.
That.
Yeah, but past a certain point, you don't really produce anything, do you? It's just an ache.
Do you think you look different after 5 times?
I think your eyes work differently.
I think
my soul
is a bit damaged, I think.
So what was your most simultaneous addictions?
During lockdown.
Brilliant. Here we are. Paint the picture for me.
Just had a kidney transplant.
Big time.
So
you're welcome, by the way.
So my kidney was fucked. It was on like 5%. I was gonna go on dialysis.
1% in aeroplane mode, wasn't it?
Yeah, 5%.
So I was put on the dialysis list. I know the dog's more entertaining than this story.
No, I'm with
and
you.
And the transplant list is 4 years. Okay, 4 years wait.
Yeah,
average.
Yeah.
You're not interested.
No. Can you talk to me? How do you know you're on 5%? Is there like a? Is there a thing behind your head?
What do you mean the thing behind?
I don't know. Does it go down?
What?
Like when would you have not? Would you have known in the room if it went to four?
Have I told you this before? I used to work with him at this point. We worked together. He would come into work. He'd sit on the stool. He'd lift his trouser leg up. He would let us press his leg, and you could put your finger probably a third of an inch into his leg, and you put your finger out. The hole stayed there for 45 minutes.
Forgot about that.
Wow.
You could squeeze his leg, and there's so much water because his kidneys weren't processing water. So he's only got one anyway. That you could literally squeeze his leg, and the imprint would just stay there for fucking ages.
So you've only got one.
I've got half.
He was born with one kidney.
I'm born
and
with
that
half
didn't work
of one.
Very well.
And there's a funny story actually. I went to get my liver checked because obviously I've done damage to my liver on the scanner. And I was there, and he kept scanning all my body.
When was this? Yesterday or something?
No, last year. And he was scanning my body, you know, the cream stuff. Give you a paper towel.
He goes to town you a bit, doesn't
he? Yeah, he goes like a woman's... That was
what
a fart.
That was
the new chair. You know, the... What's it called? Echocardio.
That was a fucking fart.
It wasn't a fart, look.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Fool. And he's like looking confused, and he's doing my left side a bit more. And after about, you're doing it longer than usual because it usually takes about 10 minutes, but he's scanning my left side a lot. And he was going, and he stopped. He was like, I'm going to call in the doctor. And I said,
who is this? Just some bloke in the street?
Yeah.
Is this a man on the bus? Can I put some jelly on you?
I'd probably say yes.
Yeah, you would actually. Yeah.
And he said, you're missing your left kidney.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I know. He said, you should have told me all this when you came in. He's like, you're the fucking doctor. Why do I want to tell you?
I'm on his side.
No,
I go,
no.
By the way, doctor, why should you looking? I've not got a left kidney.
Oh, and by the way, I don't really like Lucozade that much. Where does it end?
If he's going to try and give me all these soft drinks, then I'll tell him about the Lucozade.
No, look at the notes.
No, he's got
lazy
a big
bastard.
Scar on his side also. Yeah. I don't know how the NHS works, although I know that every time you go and see someone, they didn't see the thing.
Just
that
look
the
last at my notes.
Saw. It should say one kidney. Come on.
Yeah. Anyway, kidney transplant on the list for 4 years average. You get a transplant. Got mine in 2 weeks.
Why?
This is what goes back to what you say. You can get an appointment.
Some young man, God rest his soul, died on a motorcycle accident on the highway.
Now, hold on.
I was gonna say.
You don't get given the backstory, do you?
Well, he died that morning. I got rang up. They carted his kidney to Manchester. Now it's in me. So the hospital time was the greatest ever. I had a catheter in though, and I don't like those.
That makes you. That's the wee tube.
Yes, it is. But then they pull it out.
I hit.
And he goes, okay. Can I pull the tube out now?
Can I ask, when you've got that in, do you know you're weeing? Or does it just naturally come out?
It's actually cool. It just kind of comes
out. That's class.
So when they're removing the catheter, I assume there's two ways they can do it. One is slow and steady, and one is like this, trying to start a lawnmower.
No, like that.
Surely you can't rip it out.
He goes,
you can't.
He goes, okay, take a deep breath.
Right.
What?
Fly mouth.
What the fuck? He needs four pulls.
It's like a magician's hanky. Fucking, it's like a big tube from your dick all the way down to the floor.
Do you have to be erect?
No, I'm almost sure you can't be erect.
No, I don't.
Dom, could you, with one in, could you get erect?
That would be insanely uncomfortable.
So, could you though?
I don't know, I can't remember.
How long did you have it in for?
Like a week. And then you piss blood afterwards, and it feels like you're pissing knives.
Oh.
And then I had a drainage tube
to pull out of my side as well. I'm like Wolverine when he gets like impaled with things and he has to pull it out.
Yeah, done the Matrix when he comes out of that jelly bean thing and he's pulling all the pipes out of his neck.
So the best time of my life, where I was addicted to loads of things, I was in bed and taken care of by my mum.
Bless her.
Yeah. Well,
World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft. What did you say? What did he say?
He stopped himself.
Something about some breasts.
No, he didn't.
No,
he stopped himself.
Play World of Warcraft Classic came out. In bed. Got some booze.
Oh, yes.
What? Like, are you boozing? Yeah. After a kidney transplant?
Yeah.
Are you off the fucking head?
He wasn't having red wine anymore.
You're not still in, like, the hospital, are you?
No, I was at home. But I would walk down to Tesco's. God bless my mum. I'm sorry I put you through this. Like a week after the kidney transplant. I was walking down barefoot to Tesco's to get three bottles of wine.
Barefoot.
And she came down in the car and got me back. I think I was pretty angry.
Yeah, she could have taken you there as well.
Yeah, and playing World of Warcraft in my bed for months on end. Absolutely brilliant.
How many hours a day were you playing World of Warcraft?
Probably 18. It was that time where I woke up at 3 in the morning because there was this plant called the Black Lotus. And wake up at 3 or 4 3 or 4 in the morning. Licking me, I like it. Oh. And where no one else was awake, and I go to areas and find these little black flowers.
Surely other people in the world are awake.
No. It was a European server.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was the guy in the guild that had all... I've told you about this, haven't I?
Like,
stole all the guild's money.
You're tight. Well, it's all right.
Yeah, and
that's the highlight of your week, yeah?
What's everyone doing this weekend? It's Friday after all.
I'm going
on holiday.
What? Yeah, where are you going?
You're not.
I am.
How many holidays?
Where are you going?
I haven't had a holiday in months.
So we can't film next week?
No, we need to talk about that. I'm going on Hollybobs.
Where are you going?
In this sort of...
Somewhere stupid. Let me guess. Somewhere fucking stupid and expensive. Thailand.
Okay.
No, so, I think it's closer to home.
Singapore.
I think it's like the Lake District.
No, he's not.
Ethan?
I'm going to guess probably somewhere near Wales with your family.
No, Norway. Norway.
I'm going to somewhere near Wales with my family.
Can I come?
No.
Why?
Because you know if I...
What day are you going?
I'm going Friday. Yeah.
Why can't
I come? So you're coming back for the watch-along?
Yeah. I'm back for the watch-along because the Premier League season starts this weekend.
Someone said football starts this week.
It does. Are you coming on the watch-along?
I don't know. Are you going to be here next week to record?
We'll work it out.
I know football now. Can I come on the watch along?
I can record on Wednesday.
I think it would be nice if you do a little roundup of something on Patreon for the football season.
See?
Yeah, that'd
someone
be
talked about in the co-op about football starting this week.
Okay. So can you give us a little teaser of what's
going to be on
the Patreon?
Someone spoke to you about...
No, someone, a security guard said it, and then this drunk woman at the table was like, yeah, football, I like football.
Is she related to the guy who slagged you off on a bus once?
No.
Look at you guys up there.
Who's he?
Look at all you.
Look at Julian Clary.
Look at all you up there.
Look at all you on that bus. What was he saying?
What are you doing this weekend?
On my weekend?
Yeah.
Working. Sat in my bin in my goblin cave, drinking peach iced tea.
People can come see it.
I'll be playing RuneScape actually in there.
At work?
Yeah.
On your phone?
Yeah. What cutting?
A few questions for you. Have you ever had to break into your own house?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Lewisham.
Who's that?
Area in London. Shithole. Didn't want to pay the key fee because I lost the key. Climbed up the drain pipe because I left my window open. Got in.
Really? A drain pipe? Shimmied up a drain pipe?
I did.
Fuck off.
Those drain pipes couldn't even support the weight of a fully grown man.
10 years ago.
When drain pipes were
Did you feel pretty cool?
I did feel pretty cool because I didn't think I could do it. You don't think I could do it. But there was a little ledge. There was a tiny little ledge bit. I don't know what it was. And it used to make me hoover in that house.
What? What do you mean?
Fucking arsehole.
Was that not your job?
No, like, you had a rotor.
Yeah.
I'm not hoovering.
Why? Did you hoover?
No. I was drank in my room. I used to go to the big Tesco's and get a sausage. You know, the sausages in the heating in the Tesco's fantastic. That are just filled with...
No, the shite. I'm not having it. I'm done with them sausages, mate. No. I told you this. I'm done with sausages.
What?
I am. I'm done with sausages.
You're done with sausages?
I think the shit...
Have you had beef sausages,
I think 60% of them are shit. Beef are good.
Beef sausages are great.
Beef are great.
Cut them open.
You think you're done with sausages?
I told you this ages ago. I'm a bacon boy through and through now.
No.
And the more someone goes, oh, there's a sausage, I'm like, fuck off. Give
That's
me bacon
Ethan,
any day.
What are you
and all
about?
That sausage you're talking about.
It's good, it's got so a crack nice. To it. It's got a snap. It's filled with water.
Ethan, he's done with sausages.
I've never broken into my own house.
Oh, yeah, that's a question, sorry.
But I'm aware that of a story of a friend told when he accidentally made his way into the wrong house. Would you like me to quickly tell you? It's very good. It's an unnamed friend. So he met a girl on a dating website, agreed to go meet her at her house. She said, can you be careful and walk along the side because I don't want my parents to see you.
Is this an urban myth, Ethan?
It's true. This is true.
Kind of American love story, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's cute though, isn't it?
They said she doesn't want him to be seen on the Ring doorbell. So can you just like come along the side? And my friend was like, yeah, that's okay. So he opens the window, jumps through the window and knocks a load of glasses and stuff off the side and it crashes. The dog runs in and starts barking and my friend's messaging this girl saying, could you please like tell your dog to stop barking because it's going to wake everyone up? And then she messages back, I don't have a dog. And then he realises he's in somebody else's house and the woman of the household comes down, is looking for him and he can hear her because he's hiding in the downstairs bathroom.
Why has he not jumped back out the window?
That's so fucking
because he's panicked because he's smashed everything. The dog's there. He didn't know. He's just found out it's not hers, so he's just ran to the downstairs toilet. The woman then spots him, shouts the husband, and the husband comes down and is like threatening to batter him. But then they have a conversation in the kitchen, explains what's happened. And then the guy offers to drive her back to his house and he says, no, I'm not doing that, I'm all right. And he runs home and he never sees them again.
Wow.
And never went to the girl's house?
And deleted the girl off the dating app because he was too...
Yeah, you would though.
I wouldn't.
Becky had to break into our house this week. That's why I brought it up. She needs to go borrow stepladders off Ricky Tan. He's always got something on him. The dog was by himself for too long and it was really hot and he needs feeding. I was out.
Where were you?
I was working in town and basically the lock of our garden door was shut and she can't reach it, so she needed stepladders to reach it and open it up. And as she opened it up, all was well, so she broke into our own house essentially. And then I forgot to lock the front door when I left, so she could have just easily gone through that. She went fucking mad at me because one, I forgot to lock the front door.
Yeah, which was incredibly
dangerous. The whole house
was
just up for grabs.
Yeah, up for grabs.
But wouldn't have done much. And two, she had to fucking break it. It's like,
did you know any of this was happening?
No. I sort of put my phone on the side. When I saw the first message coming in, I thought, I'll just leave that for an hour. And I clocked my phone. I clocked my phone at like 6:15. I thought, I'm not allowed to look at my phone again until 7:15.
Your fiance texts you and you leave it for an hour.
Your fiance texts you saying, I'm locked out of the house. And you went,
what can I do? I'm working till 8.
You could have said, left the fucking front door open.
I didn't know that bit. I got right bollocking.
I'm stunned you don't like sausage anymore.
If it
feels like there was a weird edit point there. I do like the odd sausage. Bacon's far superior.
I
wouldn't go and get it.
I think sausage is better than bacon.
Beef sausages are great. Can I just tell you something?
I've got a pee lady I want to
noticed this week. Because they put that ban on porn, I haven't been watching porn.
What?
They put the ban on porn, didn't they?
What? No, that's not true.
Well, the porn's banned.
No, it's not. Don't just say the same thing as though that's true when it's still not true.
I've signed up as you.
And so I haven't.
You have to just verify who you are.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, but no, but it's not banned.
You can for weirdly, you can sign up via your Twitter account. So I've put the Sloppy Joes on.
There you have.
And
Sloppy Joe does sound a bit like a porn star.
And get this.
I've watched Sloppy porn. Sloppy Joe's on the thingy now. See what
I've watched porn for a week. No. Guess what's happened?
What?
My testicles have dropped.
But didn't you say you'd touch yourself 5 times?
Yeah, five times there, broke the streak today. I got round
the Undertaker.
It. Yeah, but they've descended.
How do you... What are you talking about? Do you measure the length?
Well, it was quite palpable, the length.
What? How do you know this?
Because I'm very observant and I'm down there a lot.
Palpable, Dom. Palpable.
Mm.
What do you mean?
Palpable.
You're like, down there a lot.
He could palp it himself.
Well, I look down there a lot. I fidget. I'm a gooner, as they say.
What, you support Arsenal?
Arsenal.
It's been a lovely
I want to talk to you about the pea lady.
Oh, yeah, go on.
This lady I absolutely love. She works at... Who are the pea guys? The Garden Greens? Bird's Eye. Sorry about that. Probably could trim my breakdown there. She works at a pea factory. Now, I don't know if she's gone from this being a part of the job to an obsession, but she tries from different sources 16 plates of peas.
What kind of sauces?
In the morning, and then she has to, when she comes in, and then she has to eat 16 plates of peas when she leaves.
Is she a
And she admits that she would eat peas for her evening meal.
Is she...
What, even after work?
Even after work, she says, and I just love peas.
Is she a pea taster?
She's a pea taster.
Taste tester.
For Bird's Eye.
She's probably got a lot of money.
That mouth is insured for a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you say plate of peas, why...
Can we put a video in? It's from the BBC News, so I'll just clear it with Tim.
Do you just come on here and just regurgitate stories that you do in the morning?
16 plates every morning, 16 plates every afternoon. So on an average 50-day season, you're talking 1,600 plates of peas. And I actually have peas most nights for my tea. Love them. It's a good job, really. So this is tasting some of our competitors' peas alongside our own peas. Three different attributes. So firstly, colour. We want a nice, vibrant, even green. Secondly, flavour. So we're looking for sweetness. And thirdly, texture. We want nice, tender peas with no pastiness. No, definitely not what we're looking for. Lovely.
Why is she not eating them from a bowl, first of all?
It's got to be a plate.
No, it hasn't.
The majority of people in the UK eat peas from a plate.
So is the plateability part of what she's testing?
The plate, how it holds itself.
That's not true.
Don't start.
What, in case they're too...
Don't start.
You want them round, but not so perfectly round that they never sit still.
Okay, when you eat peas, how many times out of 10 are you eating peas from a bowl?
No, but I'm saying for the sake of her making her life easier for herself,
she needs to be a bowl.
It's like that perfect sphere they have under lock and key.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the most perfect.
The platonic sphere.
I'm trying to find the pea lady. Yeah, she has to have them
and
from
why
a plate.
She a whole plate full.
She just loves the job.
But no. So she could just do a 2 or 3 peas.
Yeah, yeah.
From a ramekin.
But that's what she loves. She loves the job.
So she's eating what? Best part of 2 kilo a pea a day.
32 plates a day. She does 5 days a week.
32 plates
and
of peas a day.
It.
Morning, night.
So what? She is,
I'm not making this up. We'll put a little
for lunch. Bit of beans.
She's too full.
So she like you said, is she someone that never really was into peas, then worked at Bird's Eye, then has become obsessed? Or was she a, you know, make your hobby your job kind of lady?
That's what I mean. Some people are born for it, I guess.
So she's having
more
than a plate of peas per hour.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Something like a plate and a half of peas per hour.
Can I ask a stupid question?
The whole day.
Are peas as big in other countries?
Are peas as big as an... What?
No, in some countries they just...
No. What I mean is, have peas travelled?
I know what you mean.
Because you don't get peas in many... You don't get peas in many other cuisines in the world, do you? The Mexicans just love corn.
Yeah.
I've never been to,
as
like...
they call it, the pea of the soil.
I've never been to, like, an American restaurant where peas are big on the menu.
They have peas in America.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Really?
But not as big. I think England's big for peas. Because we can grow them here.
We're sick
of
peas.
No, you're not having peas in... People like the bean. Let's be honest, because the pea and the bean are bedfellows, aren't
they?
Yeah, man.
But the beans done well. The beans done
what
well in America.
There? Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
What was that?
You were on the back of a horse-drawn car, and Dom was the horse. You just give him a little word, and Dom just
the beans have done well in America.
Fuck off! That was so mental what you just did.
How did you do that? What was that?
That was like some sort of circus.
It's like when the dream kind of segues like irrationally.
You really got excited then, didn't you? Sorry about that.
Hey, Dom, have you got a poem to finish us off?
I wrote one about my beard flakes falling into the cakes at work.
Oh, I don't think we can put that in.
But I can't remember where I put it.
I think that's told us enough.
In the cake?
Is it based on a true story?
No, I'm kind of mad. No, because I eat my beard flakes.
Okay, and that'll do us. So thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
By the way, there's a flurry of great Patreon stuff that we've done recently. We've done a Q&A, me and Ethan. We read mean comments out to each other.
That was good.
You've done your Waffle House review as well.
Yeah. Where was I?
What?
Oh, you're in America.
In America.
Where was I?
Patreon, get on it, and we're building up to episode 300, which is only a few weeks away, so we're very, very excited about that.
I'll be absent for that.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Would you write
a 300 word poem?
300 word poem?
For the 300 episodes?
Yes, I can do that. How much are you paying me?
£30.
Okay, great.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
I will see you later.